Welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. This is Jeanette Schaefer. I'm your host for today, and we have a special guest with us today.
Chelsea McIntosh.
And we are at South Mountain Community College. That's where we work and teach, although I will be pulling an experience of mine where I teach a class at Chandler Gilbert Community College. So we'll have some cross-campus information there for you. But our goal with this podcast, every time we podcast, is to give you some new ideas and encourage you to think outside the box when it comes to teaching and learning, because we know that if you're not being innovative and exciting or trying to improve your teaching, that students might get bored in your class, and we don't want that to happen. What we did this time, we're sharing with you an app that we used in our class. It's called Goose Chase. I've done several of these games before with faculty at different events, and it's always been, it's a pretty big hit. It gets people working together, gets them excited. But this year, I decided to do it with a class of students. And then Chelsea came to one of our events where she was helping us out. We were doing an adjunct day on a Saturday, and she was helping us out. And we did Goose Chase game with them to kind of bring them together, kind of a team building activity. And Chelsea really liked it, so she decided to implement it too. So we'll just start with, how do we implement it? Chelsea, you can go first.
Yeah, so again, I started with my first day this semester, having each of my classes on their first day do an individual kind of goose chase, not individual, group goose chase, but kind of each class I tailored a little bit differently. And so kind of the purpose of this was, and I had maybe like two goals long term, mm-hmm. was number one, to get them out and about interacting with the campus and becoming like more familiar with campus resources.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Particularly like last semester, I had issues with students being like, oh, well, where's your office? Or I want to come to your office hours. But I teach in a very separate building comparatively to like where my actual office is.
Oh, that makes it hard.
So then trying to explain where it's at is really difficult. So one of the big goals was getting them to my office to begin with. So having one of those missions be that. And then again, more familiar with what's available to them on campus. Mm-hmm. And then number two, I really try to encourage group work during class. But it's really hard to get that going in like a non-spontaneous way. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted them early on to be interacting and talking with one another and kind of already, you know, commiserating, sharing their experiences.
Right.
And so I saw this as a really great opportunity to do that, to get them interacting and then just to get them moving. You know, first aid class is always so.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, we're going to come in, we're going to play a game. You don't have to worry. You know, we're going to take a little time here.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm one of those instructors where I don't like to start the first day of class with, here's the syllabus,
yeah,
and you should read all 10 pages.
Yeah,
I think I had similar goals. I had one additional goal, but one was I teach an evening class at Chandler Gilbert Community College. It's on kind of a satellite campus, so it's not the main campus. And a lot of the students are coming from work. It's 6 o'clock in the evening, yeah, when things can be closed, yeah, or there's not other people around. So part of the goal was to get them to where is the bookstore on campus? Because, yeah, once again, it's not in the same building. It's across on the other side of campus.
Yeah.
And then where's the computer lab and everything? Because I teach CIS 105. It's a computer based, you know, they need a computer to do their work. So a lot of times it comes up that students don't have a computer that will do what they need to do, or their computer crashed and they need to find a place to use computers. Yeah. So that was the other goal, get them across to the other side of campus so they knew where that stuff was. I really like it. Same thing. It's an icebreaker to use the first day of class to get students collaborating, talking, comfortable with each, yeah, other and learning each other's names and just kind of having fun. And then the other one with mine being CIS 105, it's kind of an introductory of, it's a survey of computer information systems, so a little bit of everything. So one of the competencies or content that we cover is different apps that you can use. Yeah. So this was just a social app, a game app to kind of get them engaged, yeah, and get them to start thinking about different ways that their mobile devices can be used, not just to watch movies and listen to, yeah, music.
Scroll.
So, yeah. Yeah. So what were some of the missions? I know we talked about missions of getting people on campus, but what's some of the other, maybe like a team building mission, something that you just did that was meant to be fun and not really serious?
Yeah, so I had a couple of those. Again, it was, yeah, that intention of getting them interacting and, like, talking with one another.
Mm-hmm.
I had one that I got from you, actually, the collaboration, where they had to, like, I said, you know, you have to be helping another team take a photo of this, or you have to be helping a student or somebody on campus.
Like, okay, you know. Nice.
So there were some forged ones, I could tell on that one. and then I had them do the team cheer. That was one from you.
I almost always start with that team cheer because I feel like that kind of sets the tone for the game.
Yeah.
And those people that it already gets them outside of their comfort zone in most cases to get them ready to play the rest of the game, I think.
Yeah. And I had a couple good ones on that one. And then the last one was kind of science specific. I had them go find the chemistry lab.
Okay.
Like, so I'm doing this for chemistry. I don't know if I mentioned that. And so we're in a lecture room. The lab is on the other side of the building. Most of them are fairly familiar with that, but it's like one of those, just go there.
Right.
But then I wanted them to like make up some little skit of them reenacting their favorite chemistry experiment from like a previous semester.
Oh, nice.
And I
so
found
a little improv.
Yeah, a little improv and like be a little creative. I found it was funny because two of my classes, they just stuck outside. And they, you know, they had a water bottle and they were just making stuff up. But that Friday class, like, somehow snuck into the lab. All of them got into the lab.
Oh, nice.
And so their videos are like them, you know, of course, with proper protective equipment, with goggles and lab coats. But they're, you know, messing around with stuff. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Maybe you can use that for a little info commercial for
exactly,
your chemistry class.
Exactly. That's what I was looking at, like. What permissions do I need to get to download some of these videos that they make?
Yeah.
Because I would like to use some of them.
We have, so in our district, we do have a form of like a photo video release where you can use it. But it's actually easy to download from the app.
Yeah, it's easy to download from
Yeah, because you can download them by mission. You could just go in and download every single entry.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always fun because that's one thing I haven't done with mine yet. I like to pull out and create like just a little slideshow to show during class as they come back in. I meant to do that the next class afterwards, but things got crazy and I didn't get time to put it together. That's where it'd be nice.
How do you make the slideshow?
Just take all the photos and just
put them into
put them into PowerPoint or just.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just use I have a Mac.
Yeah.
So you can just pull them in and show them
on iPhoto or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's different ways. It depends
That's
on what
idea.
I feel like doing. Yeah, because it just kind of. Because of the teams, you can watch the leaderboard, right?
Yeah.
And you can see, but you're busy playing, so you don't necessarily see what the other teams are doing.
Yeah.
So it's just a nice way to kind of showcase what everybody did during the game.
Well, that's what a lot of them didn't realize that until, like, the end, after it was over, that
right.
you could, like, watch the activity feed and watch what everyone else is doing. And I didn't realize that because one of my, like, bonus questions, I have a molecule outside of my nameplate on my office, and it's caffeine.
Yeah.
And part of it was, like, if you can identify, you know, this molecule, I'll give you extra points. But then one group would do it, and then if you're looking at the activity feed, then everyone else would find it, too. So
that's one thing I learned with using this application and game format for faculty. When we've been, because I've done them in conference settings, so we have, like, a large group. But they're... You get faculty that don't want to play a game, right? They don't want to be a part of a team. They don't want to play the game. But a lot of them are sitting there actively watching the gameplay.
What's happening, yeah.
So even though they're not physically involved with a team playing the game, they're actively involved by just watching the leaderboard and learning. And I don't know about your games, but I purposely designed the games where students or faculty, depending upon the audience, share ideas.
Yeah.
So they're either, and it could be video, it could just be text, but they're sharing ideas. So if you have those people that are just watching, they're still learning something.
Yeah,
they're getting something out of it.
Yeah. That's a good point.
That's one thing with this game, too. There's different missions. So they call it a scavenger hunt. I call it more of a mission-based thing because students have to, they're presented with a mission, and they have to complete this mission, but they have to provide evidence that they actually completed it. And the evidence can be a short video, very short video, a photo, but you can also, or text, it can also be text, but then you can also do location base. So they have to actually be at a location, which is what I did with my two, because I knew they wouldn't go across campus. And I made those extra points because I knew they'd have to take time out to go across campus. But Yeah, you can do that. And then with the text-based, the text is kind of nice because if you want to do like a quiz question and you don't want everyone to see the response, you can set it up so that only the game master or whoever's managed the game sees a response. Okay. Otherwise, you can have the text respond so that everybody sees it.
Yeah.
So if you're sharing ideas, then everyone gets to see it. So I was trying to look and see, so when I asked for students, and this was kind of to benefit me, was what is the biggest challenge your team believes they will face this semester? Yeah. So that way I can go ahead and start trying to remove obstacles for them,
yeah,
whatever that might be. Did you have anything?
Yeah, I had a fears and anxieties as a text-based one.
Okay.
So it was like, oh, what are you worried about? That was pretty
nice. Nice.
Yeah.
So same thing. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good way as an instructor, you can go ahead and start getting information about what are the potential problems students think they might have in your course, and you can go ahead and start gearing your instruction for that or start removing those obstacles for them. And then I had a fun one. One of my fun ones was just Air Guitar Hero. They had to take a video of their team air instrumenting a cover song of their favorite rock band. So that was a fun one. Did you have...
I had them go to the gym.
Okay.
And then they were supposed to make a video of, you know, recreating their favorite exercise routine.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I had a yoga one with a yoga pose. So include exercise. That's normally kind of a fun one.
Yeah, exercise was a good one.
Oh, another content one. I had some Arduinos and Raspberry Pis laying around. And they had to go share a photo of their team with the Arduino microcontroller. So they had to, and that's part of what we use those devices during class.
Yeah.
But if they've never seen them, to see the devices laying on a table, they don't know which one's which.
Yeah.
So it was starting to introduce them to some of the content we'd be covering during the semester.
I had one that was, it was making sure, so our textbook for both of them mainly are online for all the classes that I'm teaching. And just to ensure that they knew exactly how to get to the textbook and that mm-hmm. they could navigate to it, I had them, like, you know, in a text-based one, just look up a chapter title for, like, a really obscure chapter.
Oh, nice.
And so then I knew, okay, well, you know, they've accessed the textbook. They know how to do that.
Nice.
So,
yeah. That was a good idea, too. So with mine, I did mine with one class, and I had 21 students. I went with the free, so Goose Chase has a free version for educators. If you're using it for your students, you can get 5 teams. By default, the application gives you 3 teams. As long as you're doing it for personal or educational use, you have 3 teams. Mm-hmm. But if you reach out to Goose Chase and let them know you're using them in your class, you can get 5 teams. So I had 21 students. I went with the 5 teams. And I try to put students in the teams of 4. Which it worked out. I had a couple students that didn't show, but then also what was interesting this time, and I've always had this backup plan, but never had to implement, but I had two students that were injured and not able to move around and play the game. So I made them game masters on the back end.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And with the game master, they were watching the feed, and what they were doing is if there was any evidence submitted that did not meet the mission, they deleted it and the team would have to redo it. But then they also gave bonus points for anyone being creative, because that's part of my game. If someone's being creative or has done a really good job, we'll give bonus points. So even though I had 2 students that were not physically able to play the game, they were my game masters and did all that for me. And it worked out really well, and I think they enjoyed it.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, so they were still involved in the game and playing the game, just from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Now I know you said you did this with 3 different classes, right?
Yeah. So in the first 2 classes that I had, I stuck with they were a little bit smaller, so I went with 3 teams regardless.
Okay.
First 2 classes, the team size consisted about 3 to 4 people.
Okay.
And then in the last class, it was a little bit larger, so I had about 3 teams of about 7 to 8. Right.
Right.
And so it depended on the day and it depends on the class, right? Monday mm-hmm. was my first one. They came in 8 a.m. And I think it's an organic chemistry class too,
okay.
which they're already, you know, really worried about. And I think they were excited that, you know, first day of class, they're just going to run around campus and, you know,
right.
just get introduced to stuff like that. And so they were very good with it.
Oh, nice.
Second class.
I was thinking 8 a.m. in 8 the morning. Maybe they weren't
maybe
awake
they
yet.
Weren't, but it was still kind of not cool, but not as hot outside.
Right,
too,
right.
Which is always the problem here.
Oh, yeah. The other thing, we're in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's been 110, 115. So that makes a difference when
when they're running around, everything's outside to begin with. The second class I had was Tuesday, and it was at 2 p.m. So it was
way hotter.
And they're also a little bit more tentative and a little bit more hesitant to interact. So
That
was a little bit more of a struggle to get them out the door and, you know, grasping what they're trying to do. But then that Friday class was good. It was like seven, again, teams of seven. And I really did feel like I got more out of them in some of the more collaborative or the more creative submissions comparatively to the first two classes.
Yeah.
I feel like also I changed the way I was going to grade it on that last class.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the first two was like, whoever gets done with the missions first is going to win, right?
Okay.
Whereas the last class, I put in more of the creativity points. So I put in more of like judging via bonus points.
Uh-huh.
And I said, who gets the most points wins?
As opposed nice. To who gets, okay.
Yeah, who gets done first. And I think that may have shifted it to them.
That's interesting.
I guess being a little bit more creative and a little bit more willing to go out there, put themselves on a limb. And of course, with them, when I'm awarding them who wins, I'm giving mm-hmm. them extra credit. So everyone's going to get extra credit. It's just first team gets more, second team gets, you know, medium.
Yeah.
Third team gets less.
So mine, I did not even grade, but the winning team got a prize,
mm-hmm.
and it ended up just being these Best Buy little man-shaped USB hubs that I had.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, I've had them for a while, and
Did they know beforehand what they
were
getting?
No, I didn't tell them what they were getting. I just said, it's a small prize, it's not a big prize, it's just a little small something to,
Yeah.
So I didn't even grade it. So there you've got kind of two different approaches, one where there were points involved and one where it was just a prize. Now, I did give all of them little snack bags of M&Ms.
Oh, that's
and,
good, yeah. At least a little something.
Yeah, a little something.
They probably need some glucose to
give them some energy.
Energy for all the walking they had to do. It was interesting, too. I wasn't sure how long I should let the games last, but about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, I thought was, you know, and I had missions. I had about 11 to 12-ish actual moving missions.
Okay.
Where they have to walk around and go find stuff. And then about three of just the text-based ones where they could just, you know, write their fears and anxieties, go find the textbook, stuff like that.
Now, I did a different approach because my game only went 30 minutes.
Okay.
I normally keep it, well, yeah, with the class, I try to keep it to 30 minutes. But with our, the campus where I teach, there's not much there.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of buildings.
Yeah.
So I think only two or three missions were outside. The other missions were either inside or could be done anywhere.
Yeah.
And I did have teams, even though the missions could have been done inside, they still chose to go outside to do them. Like the team cheer.
Yeah.
Instead of staying in the building, some of them actually went outside to do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of interesting. Just, of course, one of your goals was get them to know more about campus.
At least what resources are available.
Yeah, where in the evening, when I teach, part of the campus is already shut down.
Yeah.
So there wasn't as much to run around and check out.
Yeah. No, that's what I spent like kind of like an afternoon on Monday after my first goose chase, just trying to figure out other places I could take them. So I walked around campus for a while and just I was like, oh, one of them was public safety.
Yeah.
One of them was where else? Oh, the testing center is a big one because I always have students that you know, are absent on day of test. And so just, trying to make them walk around and find stuff I thought was really helpful.
So I also did this goose chase, CIS 105 again. I taught an online class of that this summer. And I did goose chase with that, which you start thinking about the traditional way that we use it. How in the world would you do it online?
Yeah.
Because these students, part of the class lived an hour away from us. So it wasn't like I could bring them together for a face-to-face. But I did it with the content of the course. The first chapter, it talks about like technology in our world, the technology around us. So the missions were all based on them learning about the different technologies that were in that was in their home, in their community. And then just some of the traditional stuff of finding stuff on the internet or what was their favorite app.
Yeah.
But it was still kind of cool with that one. And it lasted more than one day because since it was online, not everybody was in class at the same time. So it lasted for a whole week. But students were able to watch the feed of what their classmates And one was find an old piece of technology, because technology just doesn't mean a computer or a cell phone. It's, you know, technology is many, many things. So we were having them do your favorite technology, an old piece of technology. And so it was neat. You could learn and see.
Were they still on teams in that situation?
No, I actually did that one as individuals. Okay. So I did not do teams for that one.
Yeah.
We did individuals. And because I felt like the teams probably would not work in that.
Yeah,
it'd be a little bit harder. And based on the content I had them learning, it didn't require teamwork to complete.
Yeah.
So you can do it in an online environment. You just have to rethink how you're doing it. The app does allow for teams where you can have them in groups and play by teams, or you can have them play as individuals. Now, the trick with the educational version and playing as individuals, each individual counts as a team.
Yeah.
Which, for the educational version, you only get 5.
Yeah.
So, you had to, So, if you want to have more than 5 students playing individually, you have to purchase. It's actually reasonable. We purchased the one that we purchased to use for the adjunct day on Saturday. Because if you're doing professional development or anything with adults, you know, outside of a traditional classroom, you have to pay to use it. But if I remember correctly, it was somewhere around $150, $150, $170.
Is that like, that was just for that one time?
Yeah, it's just a one-time use for that day event.
Yeah.
So, not bad.
I think you can also do, can't you do like a site license where you have multiple games that are available?
I know they have some commercial licenses and like a partnership type deal.
Yeah.
And even that's reasonable. So,
So
it's definitely a tool that you can afford to do with education.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
And it's free. I mean, 3 teams. I mean, it's 5
Yeah,
teams,
for your classroom, it's free as long as you can get students into 3 teams or 5 teams. 3 by default, reach out to Goose Chase and you get 5 teams. It's like typically the average class is around 24, 25, maybe 30, but still you can get, you know, 4 to 6 students on a team. You're still okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I think that's it as far as how we use Goose Chase. There's probably other ways that we haven't even thought about. I'm sure if you guys start playing, you can come up with other ways that this game can help instructionally. Any other ending thoughts as far as your experience or how it went? Or
I'm definitely going to do it again. I think the only thing that I think that I would try to improve on is maybe getting other resources on campus more into it as well.
Right. Yes.
So like trying to lead them to like, let's say TRIO or veteran services or counseling. Like if I had maybe alerted those groups beforehand that, hey, you may get some students coming, you know, we could really get that interacting.
And yeah.
So maybe planning a little bit better would be like what I would look at in the future.
Yeah. I know with the faculty day, I did that with the faculty day we did do on a Saturday. So most of the campus was shut down. But our library is a collaboration with the city of Phoenix. So it's a campus, a college library, along with a city library. It's a collaboration. So I knew we had staff here, and faculty had to go. And the mission was, what does every librarian wish faculty knew? So they actually had to come in and meet one of our librarians. And I had prepped her ahead of time.
Yeah.
Said, hey, they're coming. So she came up with, I'll create a sign. And when they asked me, this is what I'm going to give them. So she had handouts to give them.
Yeah.
And then she took a picture with them holding the sign. And I don't remember what the sign said, but she.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really cool when you can get other people involved.
Yeah. That was one of the things. I had them go to the Learning Resource Center and find the tutoring schedule. But it was first day of class. There was no tutoring.
I'd assumed
that it would be there, but it was not. So
yeah, so next time you have to work with Dan and say, hey, could you have that schedule up for
me? Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything I would change or could change with mine. Because I'm a little bit more restricted. I'm on a campus that's, it's late in the evening. It's already kind of shut down. There was one mission where I forgot to bring the equipment for the mission. So that would have been nice to, you know, remember all of the materials you need for students to complete the mission. So that's definitely something that would have changed. But one group got creative and still came up with a solution. So
it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So points. Even though you mess up, students can be creative and still figure out a way to complete it. So, all right. Well, thank you for listening. That was our experience with Goose Chase. I hope you can implement it with your students or come up with some type of an engaging game format. I'm sure that I do other things too, but that'll have to wait for another podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about those too.
Yeah, we're always playing with things. So, all right, well, thank you very much. We hope you're having a great start to your semester, and get those students collaborating and having fun. We will see you on the next Innovative Teaching Podcast. Bye. She's waving. Chelsea's waving. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Please subscribe.